This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian Foreign Minister lambasts the West, but barely mentions Ukraine in the UN speech, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In his speech in New York, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the US and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international order. Lavrov accused them of stoking conflict and dividing humanity into hostile blocs. He added, they're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar and just world order. However, the long-running foreign minister did not mention the ongoing Russian war in Ukraine. For a second year in a row, the General Assembly is taking place with no end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Chamas.
With a government shutdown potentially looming next week, a group of congressional members remains at the Capitol Hill this weekend, seeking agreements on a group of spending bills, AP's Jackie Quinn.
There are conservative holdouts refusing to pass spending bills that the House Speaker earlier negotiated with the White House. So now, Indiana Republican Congresswoman Erin Houchin says they have to win approval where there's common ground, like defense and agriculture spending, to prevent a government shutdown.
This is a Republican perspective to stopgap and fund the government while we continue our work.
Her Louisiana colleague, Garrett Graves.
Trying to get this process on a path where we can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation.
A government shutdown would take effect October 1st if the House and Senate are unable to reach agreement on a government funding plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. ambassador to Canada has said that information shared from members of an intelligence sharing alliance was part of what Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used to make public allegations of the Indian government's possible involvement in the assassination of a Sikh Canadian. This is VOA News. The six-day United Nations General Assembly formally wrapping Tuesday shows how in-person diplomacy has fully come back. It was essential for people to be back inside the United Nations, many said. It was also essential to be on the streets around it and in nearby hotels. Side meetings on themes running from conversation to Middle East peace were taking place about causes ranging from ocean conservation to health coverage. The most productive conversation, participants said, take place in person. Thousands of protesters continue the week-long pushback against Israel's prime minister's attempt at judicial overhaul. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the far-right coalition's judicial overhaul plans in Tel Aviv on Saturday during a push to restart efforts for Israeli-Palestinian peace as part of a potential U.S.-backed accord between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to strip the court of much of its powers, with a package of legislation triggering unprecedented weekly nationwide protests. Proponents say the judicial overhaul plans would restore balance to the branches of authority, but critics say it removes vital checks on government powers. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Armenia's foreign minister quoted experts saying that there was a risk of genocide in Nagorno-Karabakh during a speech at the United Nations General Assembly on Saturday.
A number of international human rights organizations, lawyers, genocide scholars, reputable independent experts, including the former ICC prosecutor and the former special advisor of the UN Secretary General on the prevention of genocide, have already characterized the situation on the ground in Nagorno-Karabakh as a risk of genocide.
Karabakh, a mountainous area in the volatile wider South Caucasus region, is internationally recognized as Azerbaijani territory, but part of it has been run by separatist Armenian authorities since a war that ended in the early 1990s. On Tuesday, Azerbaijan went on the offensive against Armenian positions in the disputed region and opened fire, including in areas inhabited by civilians. A group of about 5,000 mostly Venezuelan migrants hoping to make it to the U.S. spent 3 days in the Mexican town waiting for a train that many in the group worried would never come. The train finally came Saturday. It was the group's ticket north to Mexico's border with the United States. Thousands of other migrants were stranded last week. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.